Something different, because we're already in the same.
So my question is related to the holy name.
Yes.
Doing bhajan, we sometimes it's right now gone.
Excuse me?
Oh. The person's right now gone all of a sudden.
Okay, I'll put on pause. Okay, roll it.
So, doing chanting, we
kirtan or japa?
Japa, especially japa. It can be applied to both, but especially japa. We know that Krishna is non-different. We hear a lot. Krishna is non-different from us.
Krishna is his name, yeah.
Krishna is his name.
Just make it simple. Forget all these long words. Non-different. Krishna is his name.
Krishna
the
is
name is Krishna, bas.
But it's hard to come to the realization of that. I struggle personally with it. Seeing the holy name as non-different as Shyam Sundar. I personally have a struggle. So, to what extent or what realization do we have to get to the point to actually realize that the holy name is non-different?
Nice question. Krishna's name is Krishna. Atasri Krishna Namadi. Nabhaved Grahamindre, Sevan Mukhe Jivado, Sevan Swayam Eva Spuratgada. Direct vision, Sporti, Swayam. You will just, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna will directly manifest before your heart and eyes and mind and dance in your tongue. Atasri Krishna Namadi, Nabhaved Grahamindre. You won't experience through your senses except the tongue by Sevan, Jiva Seva. So, we're chanting Hare Krishna, and we're told, and it's a fact, and it's true, that Krishna is his holy name, but we're having difficulty seeing that and trying to perceive and feel Krishna and see Krishna's name. So what to do, and how to come to that point where we see Krishna? The fact that someone continues day after day in japa sankhya, or kirtan sankhya, counting every day, so many malas, 4 rounds a day, or 16, 1 lakh, or some 1 hour kirtan a day, or half hour kirtan. Swatantra kirtan, or sankirtan, just kirtan by himself, or kirtan is kirtan. San is many, or sans. In English, sans means without many, without. So without many is sans kirtan. It means by alone. So kirtan by yourself or kirtan with others, it's called sankirtan, shankirtan. The fact I can't understand, I can't perceive, I don't see Krishna. You may not see sakshat tribhanga lalitam niyata prakasham. You need not close your eyes and chant Hare Krishna and see the form of Krishna. But the fact, if one is able to sustain, and one is able to maintain, and one is able to keep chanting japa every day, and performing some kirtan every day, or maybe no kirtan, maybe at least only japa, every day, that is the proof that the bhakta, the lady or the gent, the devotee, is seeing Krishna. That is the proof. Because when one sees Krishna in kirtan or japa, then what does one experience? The famous verse from Skanda Puran, which is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita maybe twice, and everywhere in Goswami books, Madhuram Madhuram Etan Mangalam Mangalanam. It says, Shraddhaya Parigitam Halanam Va. There's 4 lines, I remember 2. It's saying, this verse, Skanda Purana, is glorifying the holy name. The holy name is very sweet. Madhuram, 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 etan, mangalam. It is the sweetest of sweets, and it's the most auspicious of all auspicious things. Parigitam, parigitam, shraddhaya. What it says, parigitam, matram, whether, I forget. Whether you chant Krishna's name with faith, or neglectfully, Helena means with neglect, with so many aparads, and neglectfully and spaced out and sleepily. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Whether you chant Helanam with aparads, neglectfully, sleepily, lazily, half-heartedly or half-heartedly,